Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. And I need to let you know that this portion of the show is brought to you by Ethos Life. The easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Just a few health questions. Get your free quote at checkethos.com. Not available in all states. Hey, we talked about the football games that are upcoming this Sunday. We talked about the baseball game that's going on right now. The Seattle Mariners currently lead Toronto 1-0 in the fourth inning. But we opened up the show by giving you a recap on what was deemed the Icy Hot Bowl. Okay, we saw 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers. We saw 40-year-old Joe Flacco. They actually lit it up last night. It was a rather entertaining game. And so the Steelers continue to move on here in the season. Aaron Rodgers not happy about a few things that took place in the game, outside of being tackled by one of his own linemen, and then also a flea flicker where the flea was not flicked. Joining us right now to talk about the Steelers so far, what we've seen is someone based in Pittsburgh doing all things NFL sports for the Associated Press. Welcome to the show, Will Graves. Will, thank you for the time.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me.
No doubt about it. I guess one of my first questions, and I thought about this in watching the game yesterday, the Steelers, this was their first primetime game. I said to myself, their defensive backs cannot be this damn bad. I get it that the Bengals have one of the best combos, if not the best wide receiver combo in the game. What's up with that secondary?
You know, the irony of all this is the Steelers were very explicit in the offseason in the moves they made to revamp the secondary that it was designed specifically to try to handle the Bengals. Like, they were very Mike Tomlin was very candid about that. You know, they brought in Jalen Ramsey. They brought in Darius Slay, and the idea was, well, you know, Jalen's got the size to kind of match up with both T. Higgins and with Ja'Marr Chase. And look, they've been good at times this season. They were really good on Sunday against the Browns. Now it was the Browns with a rookie quarterback, but a rookie quarterback that also threw the ball 52 times and had little success. Right. But man, it looked like a 7-on-7 out there, and it was like varsity versus JV when the Bengals were on the field. Like, it just I was surprised at how easy it was for Flacco. I expected him to be competent, but I was stunned at how easy. I mean, he's been in town 5 minutes, and you could not tell. I mean, it was impressive. And look, you mentioned it was on primetime. I think this was people's first chance to really look at the Steelers this year and figure out, is this team are they ready to take a step forward after being that 10-7 out in the first round team for basically the last 7-8 years? And it's hard to make an argument that they look any different just based on kind of what we saw last night. Look, I've seen it, like, I've covered them, right? So I've seen them through 6 games, but this was a chance to make at least a little bit of a statement. A win would have been a statement, and instead it was like, do you trust them in a big spot? Maybe not yet.
Yeah, well, I can tell you one thing that has been different. And this is the fact that we do not get weekly interviews, reports, and viral clips from Aaron Rodgers on Pat McAfee's show. How quiet have
and
things...
And thank God for that, by the way. Thank God for that.
Well, who are you telling? But how quiet have things actually been? I mean, from a national standpoint, it's been very quiet. But from a local perspective, has it just been, like, surprisingly quiet?
Yeah, I think we're all sort of surprised. I've been in Pittsburgh for 14 years, and a lot of big personalities have come through that room in the time that I've been, covering the team. And, all of the outside stuff, you know, sort of, it's kind of just about football with this guy. And at least at this point in his career, I think he's really sort of leaning into the idea that this is his last, this is his last year, and he kind of wants it to be a, more of a sort of a pure experience. I'm very, I mean, I think all of us on the beat were terrified that, you know, he's going to go on McAfee on Tuesdays, and then when he meets with us on Wednesday and Thursdays, we're going to spend half of our time with him at saying, well, you said on McAfee X, Y, and Z, right? And he has not done that. He hasn't explained, you know, his reasoning. He just, you know, he just isn't doing it. And it's sort of refreshing. And when you, he's, you know, he's more approachable than I think we were led to believe. And look, I wrote a big piece on before the season started on just watch. I literally was like a fly on the wall for like 2 weeks, just during the locker room access that we have. Literally not interviewing anybody, just watching him. And so it was kind of like, kind of creepy, right? But that's, I was trying to get a feel for what he was and, you know, and who he is. And to be honest with you, this is a guy who likes being around football players, and it doesn't matter the pedigree. There's no airs with him. He is just as happy talking to Y.A. Black, who's their first or their fourth round pick defensive tackle out of Iowa, as he is talking to DK Metcalf, as he is talking to TJ Watt. You know, he will mess with anybody and everybody, you know, and I think, to be honest with you, like the temperature in the room has been very mellow. And I think that he's got a lot to do with that, you know, like for, and I'll give you just a quick example. So Pat Freiermuth last year was their leading receiver. They signed him to an extension before last season to make him a top 10 highest paid tight end in the league. Right. This year through Sunday, he was sixth on the team in receptions. And I found him in the locker room after the Browns game. And we chatted for a few minutes. He's like, look, man, my time will come. It's not a big deal. Darnell Washington had a big game against the Browns. And he's like, and it was fun to see Darnell kind of, you know, get his, you know, get some shine. And I'll get mine when I'm ready or when the time comes. And obviously, look, he had a big game last night. Put that in contrast to, like, what I've lived with in that locker room for the last, most of the time I've been here, from Antonio Brown to Chase Claypool to you know, obviously to Deontay Johnson, to George Pickens. I mean, like, the list of guys who want the ball and are cranky when they don't get it is long, right? And it is not that way with this group. And I think that Aaron Rodgers has a lot to do with that.
Now, Will Graves is here with us, covers all things Steelers for the Associated Press in Pittsburgh. You mentioned Freiermuth, and we saw Darnell Washington with some big catches yesterday. Jonnu Smith, obviously, out there. You talk about DK Metcalf. What are your thoughts on this offense overall? I mean, do they still need a little bit more balance? Not necessarily with the tight ends, but...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
At the wide receiver position?
Well, you know, there's been a talk for, you know, a while about a number two. It was that way last year after Deontay Johnson got traded before last season. And it was like, does George Pickens need a number two? And he probably did, although I always considered Freiermuth sort of the number, de facto number two in that system. I mean, I think when you look at the way that Rodgers is spreading the ball around, I don't think they – every time a receiver looks like they want to trade, like when Terry McLaurin, you know, was doing his what was largely a performative holdout in Washington, everybody's here talking about, oh, he needs to come here. I'm like, he wants to be a number one. They just gave DK Metcalf $150 million. He's not coming here, right? I don't know if there's a guy out there that sort of fits. I think they can sort of make it work with what they have, to be honest with you. I mean, look, they had four touchdowns. Aaron Rodgers had four touchdown passes last night, and all four went to tight ends. Right. That is pretty unusual. Last, you know, against the Browns, he threw two touchdown passes, both to tight ends. Right. So or I'm sorry, one to DK and then one to the other tight end that didn't catch one last night, Connor Hayward. Arthur Smith's doing a pretty good job calling this offense, to be honest with you. Jaylen Warren, we saw, had a breakout game last night. He got paid to be, you know, a couple months ago to be sort of the number one, at least for now. And he looks like it, right? I mean, I think the question about him was, can he be an every down back? And he certainly, when he's healthy, looks the part. So I don't know if they need to go out and get somebody, a veteran receiver, maybe that is a career 50 to 70 catch guy, you know, to sort of complement DK. I think they're sort of fine with what they have. I think they need the defense to not play like it played last night and look a little more like the group we saw against Cleveland and against Minnesota and against New England, that creates turnovers and might give up yards sometimes, but get, you know, corrects that with splash plays. And look, they didn't get a turnover against the Browns. They didn't get a turnover last night. And I think if they even get one turnover last night, the game probably changed.
So all things considered, given what's been, of course, they're not winning every single game. They have a record of 4-2. Things have been quiet. They look like a good football team. Even with the addition of Aaron Rodgers, do you expect this team to just be the kind of same old that we got? They get into the wild card, maybe the divisional round, and then they just go home?
Well, look, I mean, you know, the talk here is that, look, they haven't won a playoff game since the divisional round in 2016, right? That's a pretty long – that's literally the longest stretch between playoff victories for the Steelers since the Immaculate Reception, okay? Like, they didn't win for basically the first 30, 40 years of the franchise's existence, and then basically since the Immaculate Reception, all they've done is won. So,
yeah, God rest Franco. He's not even here anymore.
Right, to go 8-plus years without a playoff win and look at it and have the same head coach – that at the end of every season, that topic comes up. Like, Mike Tomlin can't break through with this group anymore. His message is stale, whatever. Look, I think the division is there for the taking, right? I mean, if you look at the quarterback issues, you know, with the injury issues with Lamar, you know, the Ravens defense is a disaster. Last night was a chance to really get some breathing room. I still think they're the class of the division now, but the schedule gets much harder. I mean, look, they got two games. They got the Packers on Sunday night next week, and then they got the Colts at home, a game that looks a lot different than it looked when the schedule came out, right? So, and then later in the season, they'll have the divisional play. They'll see the Ravens twice, and who knows, maybe Lamar's back, and the Ravens kind of get together by then. You know, they've got some other high-profile teams on the schedule, so it's going to be a challenge. I think that if they can get a home playoff game, I like their chances. So that means they have to win. That means that they have to win the division. And I think, look, the idea that Flacco is going to be able to replicate what he did last night enough to offset how bad that Bengals defense is kind of hard for me. I mean, he's a pro, but we saw it in Cleveland a couple years ago when he got him in the playoffs. We saw a little bit last year with the Colts when he was effective in small doses. But, like, I think over an extended period of time, I don't think he's going to be able to kind of – he's not going to throw for 342 every week. That's just not going to happen. So I think that, you know, like the division is, if everybody's, and the Steelers have also been really lucky that they haven't had any major health issues yet, yeah, too, right? So, I mean, like, everything is sort of setting up for them to, this year, 10-7, you know, is good enough, probably going to be good enough to win the division, where the last couple of years when they finished with that record, they've been on the road in the playoffs, right, as sort of the last group in. So I think it sets up, you know, if they can get, who knows what that wild card's going to be. I mean, it's probably going to be, I mean, if they finish with the top, you know, the worst record of the division winners, which seems possible, you know, they're going to get probably whoever the runner up in the West is, and that, you know, that could be the Chargers, that could, who they play in a few weeks. That could be the Chiefs, it could be the Broncos. That would be a pretty tough ask, but I think if they're home, I like their chances. But if they have to go on the road, I mean, look, they've played a bunch of road games, playoff games, the last 6-7 years, and they all sort of end the same. The faces change, the results do not. They lose by, you know, two scores or more.
Oh, boy. Well, Will, you talk about the health of this team. I mean, did anybody ask Aaron Rodgers about Broderick Jones falling on him, tackling him in celebration? Did anybody ask Aaron Rodgers about that?
Well, I mean, like, the thing is, look, Broderick, everybody loves Broderick. He is, and I mean this affectionately, and he's sort of like a big toddler, and I mean that simply from there is an innocent joy to him when he plays football. And Aaron even said it the other day. He said it on Sunday. I asked him specifically about Broderick's play because they had played face Myles Garrett, and that was his first time sort of at left tackle going one-on-one with Myles, and he held his own. Myles didn't have a sack in the game. And he said, look, I love Broderick's energy. Sometimes he gets a little too rambunctious, and obviously, you know, but he always is one of the first ones to celebrate with me after we score, and that was literally what happened on last night. But, I mean, look, the thing about Aaron is, look, you know, I was here for 10 years of Ben Roethlisberger, and Ben was, you know, Big Ben for a reason. And Aaron, look, I'm 51 years old, right? Aaron was standing next to me. He's in better shape than I am, although I'm not in bad shape. I'm going to give myself a little credit here. But, like, he looks like a normal human being, right? And you cannot, like, Broderick is not a normal human being. He's 6'6" and 320 pounds. Like, you can't be hitting old men like that. So, I think it was funny because, like, Aaron had talked about it a couple of days before, but if I had to guess, that's going to be the last time anybody kind of runs into Aaron Rodgers after any play the rest of the season.
Yeah, leave that old guy alone. He's kind of fragile. Hey, last question for you quickly, Will. We're up against the break here. What is the succession plan? Are they absolutely just going to draft a quarterback regardless of what happens this season or not?
I mean, they're definitely going to draft a quarterback. Rodgers, look, I'll be honest with you. You know, that pass he threw at the end of the game, I've watched him in practice.
70 yards.
He's had trouble getting the ball down the field. Now, in the plays I've seen him do that, he hasn't done the full, like, roll left, wind up, and throw it as far as you can. He hasn't done that. I was stunned that it got to the end zone. Maybe there is a scenario where he, you know, has a great season and he thinks they're close and comes back for one more. But look, the plan for a while has been, let's get our guy in the draft. But you look, the class that looked awesome on paper 2 months ago, you know, maybe not now, right?
Yeah.
They like Will Howard, the guy they got from Ohio State. He's, you know, he hurt his hand. He's on IR. You know, maybe there's a chance that he develops into something. But I would just imagine, look, the draft is here in Pittsburgh, and I believe that Omar Khan and Indy Weidel, his assistant GM, will do everything they can to trade up to whatever spot they need to trade up to get the guy that they want, and so that they can, you know, draft him here in Pittsburgh and hopefully go a little bit better than the last time they drafted a guy in the first round, a guy named Kenny Pickett, and that was, 3 years and four teams ago.
Kenny Pickett is carrying bags right about now. Hey, Will, thank you so much for the time, lending your expertise. Tell everybody where they could follow you and all your work with the AP.
You can please go to apnews.com and go to our sports section. You'll find me there, and you can also find me on Twitter at @WillGravesAP.
Hey, Will, great conversation. We'll catch you soon, okay?
All right, appreciate it. Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.